The Gesmosha that I brought here talks about the aside that even if someone's not presently a Cholesh Yesh B'Sakana, it could be L'chal Shabbos if he's in a condition which can ultimately, Olwuli says, it can come to a Yesh B'Sakana, that it's already mutter to be Michal Shabbos, or Tidan Yom Kippur, and the like. And the Chiddush here is because there's a Tshuvas Nayib Yehuda. Nayib Yehuda was asked about doing autopsies to do medical research, which can save people's lives. So he was asked, if it's to save a life, why can't you do autopsies to do research? You'll be able to save someone's life ultimately. And Nayib Yehuda there says you need a sakana lefanecha in order to be matir isurim. If the sakana is not there, just it may come to it eventually, that's not mutter. You need a sakana lefanecha in order for it to be mutter. He says certainly if you have a chayil in front of you who's the chayish for sakana, you're allowed to do an autopsy if it'll somehow save his life, but that otherwise not. The Ramashi here brings a raya. I don't think he's arguing with the Nabi Yehuda. He brings a raya that in a chayli, in any type of chayli, that could be nisgalgal into a sakana, that already has a din of a sakana initially in its mutter. And he brings Yadua Shagan Yerbiso Salanter, that Siva Bishosho Yamachas HaKulira, cholera epidemic, Hamispashetes, Lachob Yamakipurim. So that's a story unto itself. Yerbiso Salanter, it was in his younger years, when there was a cholera epidemic, he said that everyone should eat. Even the healthy people should eat, because if you don't eat, then you're more susceptible to the epidemic. And it's printed in the storybooks that he made kiddush. He went around Yom Kippur making kiddush in the shuls so that people should know that you can eat. Now, whether he actually made kiddush in the shul is questionable, because the halacha is you don't make kiddush on Yom Kippur if somebody has to eat. So in my house I had questioned whether he actually made kiddush. So my son, Eli, looked up the year and got a calendar from the 1800s and said that year Yom Kippur was Shabbos. Yom Kippur Shabbos, that haka place can hold you make kiddush. So whether you make kiddush or not, his psak was that you're allowed to they allow to eat, even though it can come. Right now, a person is perfectly healthy. That's why there was such resistance to the psak. Everyone, they were perfectly healthy people. But he said, when there's an epidemic, it's a sakana, and you can eat. I'd like to share with you something that Rabbi Salanter did at that time. This is printed, I know, in two places, in the Me'ad Muzmanim and in the Mechashloima, in the first volume, I think it's Tshuvah Lamed Aleph, from Moshe Zalman. They bring that Rabbi Salanter, who had a lot of opposition to his psak that everybody should eat, and there were Gedolei Yisrael who said, what do you mean? People are healthy, they have no right to eat. So he was mefarsim the following Eitzah. You have to follow the Eitzah. He was mefarsim the Eitzah. He said, everybody, on Erev Yom Kippur, a minute or an hour before Yom Kippur begins, should make a neder to aser on himself hanoah or achila from any kazayas of food. He should make a question of is a neder or a shvua, no difference what we're discussing. Let's say make a shvua, he's not going to eat a kazayas of food the entire, from now to the entire Yom Kippur. What does he gain by making such a shvua? So there's a klal that ain't isachal alister. So he said, He'll make the Shavua. Granted, the Shavua had to include all the Suri Yom Kippur, because otherwise Yom Kippur is Nesakayil, or it's a Maisif. But anyway, he said, if you make a Shavua before Yom Kippur, and you'll answer on yourself everything Yom Kippur is also Mitkayach Shavua, so then, in Nesakayil Lissa, then Yom Kippur is not Chal. What do you gain? So now it's also Al Shavua, so what do you gain? Instead of Yom Kippur, it's also Al Shavua. So he said the following. He said, on Yom Kippur, there's aloch and a chatzis shir is also in a Torah. And Yom Kippur, even eating chatzis shir is in a sederaisa. If someone's a chalish shir sakana, we'd rather eat chatzis shir than the full shir. But if there's no sakana, so is in the deraisa to eat chatzis shir. The Shach says in Hilchos Nedarim, in Reish Lamed Ches, I think it's Tivkat Yud Beis, the Shach says that by Nedarim or Shvuas, there's no chatzis shir because neder goes according to what you say. If someone would say, Shvuah, I'm not going to eat 5 kezesim of food, he's allowed to eat 4 kezesim. The Shvuah was, I won't eat 5. Memela, if he makes a Shvuah, he's not going to eat a kezayis of food. So he's allowed to eat chatzizayis because Shvuah goes after Lashem B'nei Adam. And since he asked a kezayis, he can eat a chatzizayis. So Zokhi Rishos Salantis, it's Gavaldik. Alt Yom Kippur, this Yom Kippur is not chal at all. Because it's a chal, listen. Alt Shvuah, now you can eat a chatzishir. So you'll eat chatzishir on the whole Yom Kippur. So the kasha is, what do you mean? So the Issa chatzishir, we said, ain't it's a chal, listen, chatzishir should be chal. So he said, no. The Gemara says, Reish Lakish holds Chatzishir is not awesome in HaTayra. We pass on Reb Yechon. Yechon says Chatzishir is awesome in HaTayra. The Gemara says, in Yuma, I think it's Dafayin Dalit. So the Gemara says, why? Because Chazi Litzdarufe. Why is Chatzishir awesome in HaTayra? Because since 2 or 3 Chatzishirs will add up to an Isser, so therefore a Chatzishir is awesome in HaTayra. So one second. So if you saw Salanta said that in this case the chatzishir won't be aser. It's not chazil starufe. Since ein is a chalal iser, since the iser of Yom Kippur is not going to be chal, so if you eat a kezayis, you're not over. So the chatzishir is that chazil starufe. It can never become a full shir because the full shir is not aser al tzilchus Yom Kippurim. So al tzilchus nedarim. Chatzishir is mutter. There's no din chatzishir by Hilchos Nedarim. Also, Chatzim Kippur, the chatzishir is achazir tarufa. It can't become a shir. What? You'd be matter in Eden. No, this one we're not going to be matter. Kol Nidre, they'll say chutz. Well, we say l'shala for the coming year, but even for the previous year.
Are we saying that the Nedar is keeps and Kippur?
That's right, and it's a chal listen. Kippur is not chal. Gevaldik, it's not chal. It's not chal. You'll have to not say filozaka. You can't say I'm a Kabbalah. You have to not say filozaka. So what?
The first day is a
nether
to eat chametz, and along comes
Gevaldik.
That's
right, and it's a chal listen.
So
he's buying chametz. He has to. Oh, it makes a nether to eat. Brother Rav Shlomo Zalman talks about trying to find an Eitzah that he should have said, they'll make a neder to eat Chatzishir. I think in the Mechashlai he talks about this. But the one thing at a time. Let's first talk about a neder not to eat, we'll talk about a neder to eat. So this is the Hamtzah of Yisrael Salata. Naturally, you read it, you think, what a great Hamtzah, why can't I do it every Yom Kippur? What does that do with Sakana? His Hamtzah, he was saying, yo, it's not a Sakana, I have an Eitzah. Why isn't it a great Eitzah? So Zaka is Mikabla yourself, you're in Kippur, you're not making us a nether.
But you mentioned all 5 million.
Yeah, but that's also you're Mikabla Yom Kippur, Kedushas Yom Kippurim, Mikabla's Kedushas Yom Kippurim. That's not Hilchos Nedarim, that's not Hilchos. So I want to share with you a thought on this. It comes partially from the Rav Shlomo Zalman, and I want to share with you a thought. In the din of Chatzishir, Rabbi Chanan clears a chakira. Rabbi Chanan is in Chulin, in Chelek Beis Chulin, Ois Mem Hei. He clears a very yisoidistic hakira. He's not the first one, but he says it very clearly. Chatzishir, forgetting first Rabbi Yisrael Salanta's Hamtzah, a regular case of Chatzishir. Somebody eats a Chatzishir Neveila, Chatzishir Yom Kippur. Chatzishir also men HaTayra, because Chazi Litzdarufe, because it could become a Kazayas. So Rabbi Chanan says, he clears 2 words. You can learn what is Chazi Listarufa. He says, is it a simin or a siba? What do I mean? You could learn why is Chatzishir Aser? Because it could become a Kazayas. So you're going to take a person, he's 2 Chatzishirs, he's Iver. So how is he Iver? He had a Chatzishir twice. But since it could become the yisur, the first chatzit shir is really the beginning of a shir. It's a reason why it's asr. The reason chatzit shir is asr is because it could become a shir. A simin means something else. A simin means we understand the Torah meant to asr a chatzit shir. Simin l'davar. The Torah says if you eat a shir, you're iver. Every shir is comprised of many small chatzit shirim. So it's a similar davar the Torah meant to aser. Now it sounds very similar, so I'll tell you the nafkamin. What happens, liyitzor, it's the last minute of Yom Kippur, or the last minute of Pesach. And a person eats a chatzi shir, the last moment, it's not shayach, it'll ever come to a shir. Now of course we can't get to the right second, but let's say it was possible. The last second of Pesach, he's eating a chatzi shir of chametz. Or the last second of Yom Kippur, he's eating a chatzi shir of food. Is that an issa d'oraisa? So Rabbi Chanan, if it's a siba, since it could come to the shir, you're over. So here it can't come to the shir. So you're not over. If it's a simin means, we understand the Torah meant to ask a chatzi shir. So then it's also here anyway, the Torah meant to ask a chatzi shir. The chatzi shir is also be'etzem, or it's aser, like an exeru derais, it could come to the shir. That's Rabbi Chanan's clear, and granted, it's not Rabbi Chanan, it's a prima gadim. He brings a prima gadim in Arachayim, who talks about eating at the last minute of the day, that there's no din chatzi shir also min atayra. Anyway, these are two ways to learn. Either it's a simon or a siva. Now, I want you to follow. Which way did Rabbi Yisrael Salanter hold? Rasul Salanter said that do this trick, make a neder not to eat a kazayas, and now you'll be able to eat a chatzi shir on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who said you can eat a chatzi shir on Yom Kippur, in this case, couldn't have held it to simen. A simen means it's also be'etzem, a chatzi shir. If it's also be'etzem, so the whole trick doesn't work. You made a neder on a kazayas, you can't eat a chatzi shir. He had to hold that it's also as a siba. Siba means it could come to a shir. The Sosalanta said, with my trick, it'll never come to a shir. It'll never come to a shir because there's no issa on you. With my trick, there's no issa kazayas on Yom Kippur. So you're allowed to eat a chatzizayas on Yom Kippur because it could never come. It's like eating it the last minute of the day. The last minute of the day, if you hold this as a siba, so you're allowed to eat it the last minute of the day. Rabbi Sosalanta's trick makes the whole day like the last minute of the day. Because it can never come to the shir. Because when you get to the shir, ain't it's the chalalisser. So the whole amtsav Rabbi Sosalanta only works if you hold. The chatzi shir is only asa because it might become the shir. And then the whole thing makes sense. Chatzi shir is only asa because it might become the shir. If you hold the siba, so Bisho Salanta's Eitza makes sense. Okay. So we'll assume that Bisho Salanta's Eitza makes sense because Chatzishir is only Yasa because it might become a Shir. And here, it'll never become the Shir because Ein is a Chalalis. But 1 minute. What? Yom Kippur has an Isser of a Kazayas. At Sinai, I understand. But at Sinai, Rabbanu Shalom said, Simon means, at Sinai, Baruch Hashem said, don't eat a kazayas, and don't eat half a kazayas either. So on this Yom Kippur, I won't have a kazayas, but it's still Yom Kippur, where at Sinai, the Baruch Hashem said, don't eat half a kazayas. If it's a similar dog. What? Oh, very good. So that's what I wanted to get to. So the thing is, and this Rabbi Chanan himself says, Rabbi Chanan says, what's a nafkamina simon or siba? He says the Shach. Now follow, and it's late at night. What did the Shach say? He said, by Nedarim, there's no issa chatzi shir. If I say I'm not going to eat a pound of pistachio nuts, I'm allowed to eat half a pound. So same thing, kazayas, what's the difference? Rabbi Chanan says, 1 minute. If chatzi shir is a simin, that at Sinai, the Rosh Hashanah meant a smaller amount, so then the Shach makes sense. I asked it on myself for kazayas. I didn't ask it here for kazayas. I'm saying the Farish. I'm creating the neder. I'm not answering. I'm not answering it. That it makes sense. But if you hold Chatzi Shir is a Siba, it's Ken Gzeira Deraisa. That if you give a Chatzi Shir, it could become a full Shir. Then the whole Shach doesn't make sense. The Shach says, I ask it on myself because I is the neder b'shvua. I'm allowed by neder. You're allowed to eat Chatzi Shir. If the whole point of the Isser is because it might become a Kazayis, a Siba, that it might come to a Kazayis, Rabbi Chanan says, then the Shach is not true. The Shach only makes sense to say by the Dorim, Chatzi Shir is Mutter. If you say Chatzi Shir, Chazilas Tarufa, it's just a simin that that's what a Kaddish Baruch Hu meant at Sinai. He meant any amount don't eat, because a Kazayis is just a many little amounts. It will be a Siba, if it's like a Gzeira, if you can eat a little, you might eat a lot, and then this has to be part of the Yisr. If it's a Siba, then the whole Shach doesn't make sense. What I mean to say is that Rasul Salanter was not consistent. His whole Eitzah is based on the idea that Chatzi Zayas and Yom Kippur is a Siba. It might come to a Kazayas. Rasul Salanter said, it's never going to come to a Kazayas, Einis Achal Nisr. So it's like eating it at the end of the day. His whole Eitzah is based on it being a Siba. It doesn't stim because it's all built on Kabbaita, the Shach, and the Shach only makes sense if Chatzi Shir is Asal Simen. The whole Chatzi Shir, if you're afraid it might come, then by Nedarim it's also Asal. If it's like a Ken Gzeira, it might come, by Nedarim it's Asal too. So it seems to be an inconsistency in the Yetzer. Shlomo Zalman, I think, is saying this in his Tshuva, that the whole Rishon Salant, that doesn't stim because he's saying in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, you're allowed to hear for Gazayas to say never come to a Gazayas. And then by Nedarim, he says, assuming that it's Mutter. But if the whole thing is, it might come to a Gazayas, should be also by Nedarim too. So it's inconsistent in the two ways of learning. This is what he says. So this, it bothered me very much, but if you know, I don't know if you're allowed to say this, but I'll say it anyway. If I suspect, maybe, that Rishon Salanter knew the Shtickle Torah doesn't stim. But he held it was Sakana, and people not listening to him. So he got up and he fooled everybody. He said a Shtickle Torah, which the people, it sounds like a good Shtickle Torah. So he said a Shtickle Torah, and the mail of the people liked. It doesn't stim. They didn't have it doesn't stim. This is before Rabbi Chanan. They didn't see the Rabbi Chanan. So maybe they didn't know that it doesn't stim. So I wonder if it's a kasha that it doesn't stim. It's a Simon Simon. Maybe Rasul Salanter said it anyway. There happens to be a Yamsha Shloima who says, Megala Punim Betar Shloik HaLoch is Yehar Valyavar. But I don't think we pass in that way. I don't know if it's Yehar Valyavar. So what? He did other shtickles. Oh, he threatened. He threatened that if you're not going to eat, he's going to pass all the gittin. Yeah. Okay. So, at any rate, it's a possibility. But if you work it out, you'll see. However much you followed it, you'll work out the two things. You'll see that the way it stems.